llama esto?
¿Guanaco?
El, que, el guanaco, weona, bien.
That's Marcella.
Guanaco, weona, weona.
She's 27 and was born and raised here in Santiago, Chile.
Mi amigo, el guanaco culiao. El guanaco culiao es el que te tira agua, po. Pero te tira un, el
She has long, fiery red hair and a tattoo that reads feminist across her thigh. She's badass and brilliant. On this day, we were walking through the center of Santiago, along Alameda, the main avenue that goes straight through the city. Marcella agreed to show me some interesting memorial sites connected to the history of the dictatorship here. The streets were moving with vendors, buses barreling down the avenue, and Chileans rushing out of work and school. Everything moved quickly around us. And every once in a while, the wind would change directions and we could feel the itch of tear gas in our throats. There was a protest here yesterday. On our walk, we turned down a side street and found ourselves on a European-looking road, cobblestoned and trendy, and we stumbled across a building called Londres 38. The massive wooden double doors are haunting, and yellow graffiti is sprayed across the bottom.
Ay, amiga, qué fuerte. Más encima la puerta es como muy horriblemente grande.
Sí, es como una puerta grande.
De haber dado tanto miedo.
Y ves lo que está escrito aquí. Dice, aquí torturaron a mi hijo. Y se ve que lo trataron de tapar, pero no.
Es que hay veces que por mucho que tú quieras no podís como borrar las cosas que pasaron en un lugar. Obvio que no.
The graffiti on the door reads, "My son was tortured here." And I can tell there was an attempt to cover the graffiti, but it's still there. A bright stain, visible and lasting. If you know anything about Chilean history, you've probably heard that the country suffered a dictatorship from 1973 until 1990. Although, if you grew up in the US like me, you probably haven't heard much about the involvement of the United States in destabilizing Chile's democratic socialist government in the 60s and 70s, ultimately leading to Augusto Pinochet seizing power as a right-wing dictator. The military coup of 1973 shattered Chile's democratic path, and immediately Pinochet's regime began using horrific violence and fear to control Chile.
The army is devoting all its time and its considerable force to hunting down the remaining Marxists and Allende sympathizers. Arrests continue day and night.
Muchas veces se dice los detenidos desaparecidos han sido lanzados al mar. Yo quisiera saber en qué lugar de las costas de nuestro país fue lanzado mi padre al mar para poder ir y rendirle un justo homenaje.
Behind those haunting wooden doors, Londres 38 was one of many clandestine detention and torture centers created by the National Intelligence Directorate. This building, hidden in plain sight, is where leftist organizers, specifically student activists, were tortured and killed by the dictatorship's forces. It's still unknown just how many people were detained and tortured here, but we do know that at least 98 people were killed in this building. Outside the doors are these bronze square plaques. They have the names of the victims of Londres 38.
Luis Alberto Canales Vivanco, 17 años. Alejandro Patricio Gómez Vega, 22 años, tiene mi edad. O tenía mi edad.
Ay, amiga.
When Marcella was a college student, she was also an activist. She worked to coordinate under-the-table abortions for women, she helped found a sexual assault resource center at her university, and she participated in plenty of protests. So seeing the names and ages of these victims was shocking.
Yo siempre siento como una sensación de vacío cuando estoy como en un lugar así. Como vacío, solo vacío, como incómoda. Cierto, se siente incómodo. Hay cosas que yo no puedo como explicarme con palabras, como esas sensaciones que te vienen como a la cabeza cuando estoy en un lugar cuando pasaron cosas horribles.
Today, Pinochet's regime is notorious for killing and disappearing over 3,000 citizens and torturing over 40,000 political prisoners. But all of this ended in 1990 when Augusto Pinochet stepped down from executive power. And since then, the rhetoric of nunca más, never again, has been central to the discourse and memory of the dictatorship. Londres 38 is not a particularly unique sight to see in Santiago. It is only one of many places of memory like this. For Chileans like Marcela, going about her daily life is marked by these national memories of violence from decades ago. But some days, what is more shocking are the ways that the dictatorship doesn't feel like something from 50 years ago, or even 30. Sometimes, it doesn't feel like a memory at all.
¿Tú piensas en la dictadura en tu vida normal?
Sí, obvio que sí. Como yo creo que no es como una wea que no podáis pensar porque al final vais caminando en la calle y pensáis en eso. No todos los días, pero sí yo creo que por lo menos 3 veces a la semana.
Marcela was born in 1996, 6 years after the end of the dictatorship. She never lived under Pinochet's rule. But for her, the long roots of the dictatorship don't just exist in a memory of something that happened 50 years ago.
En verdad, como la que las generaciones nuevas no tienen ni idea de lo que fue vivir en la dictadura, pero nos marca. De una u otra manera, nos marca. No podemos como escapar de eso.
In my time getting to know Marcela, she told me a lot about how the right-wing policies put in place during that time still personally impact her. Like the cost of living, the deep economic segregation and inequality, her struggle to find a job, and the inaccessible cost of education.
Al final, yo creo que todo va de regreso a eso. Todo de alguna manera va de regreso a eso. Porque te ponía a pensar como, pucha, ¿por qué está todo tan en la mierda, weón? ¿Por qué nos cuesta tanto salir adelante como sociedad? ¿Por qué yo, una persona que estudié, no puedo surgir en este país? Yo no veo que la educación sea gratis, ¿cachai? No veo que la gente deje como de trabajar para los ricos. O no veo que la gente tenga como una mejor calidad de vida.
It's not hard to see the way that a right-wing dictatorship, even after 34 years, continues to live on in Chile's institutions and economy. And this frustration that Marcela feels is not uncommon. In 2019, Chileans took to the streets to protest in massive demonstrations against various interconnected economic and social issues. The protests lasted for months, and it's estimated that there were over 3.7 million participants in the protests now known as the Estallido Social. But during these protests, a level of state violence was revived, and once again, fear ruled these streets.
Están matando gente y el gobierno todavía no reconoce la culpabilidad.
Estaban pacíficamente.
The Chilean national law enforcement garnered international attention during these protests for their intensely violent response to citizens. Amnesty International reports that over 12,000 people were injured. Many of them were left blind because they were shot in the eyes with tear gas grenades and rubber bullets. And over 30 were killed because of state violence. Back on our walk, we continued further down Alameda, the main avenue of the city. We walked down towards the federal buildings. The avenue has 5 lanes going in each direction. And parked in the center are these giant militarized vehicles. Another sight that's not uncommon in Santiago. They look like tanks, armored on every side, with big metal grates mounted outside of the windows. These militarized vehicles belong to the Chilean National Law Enforcement, or as Marcela calls them, Los Pacos.
Ya, bueno, acá en La Moneda como que siempre, siempre están como estas tanquetas, porque está el Zorrillo, que el Zorrillo es un tipo de auto que está blindado y tira tear gas, lacrimógena. Tira las lacris como que fuera una pistola de lacris. No es como que tira las lacris, es que tira como un zorrillo, tira un humo así de tear gas que te deja horrible.
No, y esto no es nada en comparación a cuando hay protestas. Cuando hay protestas podéis ver 10, 12, más de estas weas. Una wea totalmente naturalizada.
These vehicles are used to control the public in moments of unrest and became symbols of state violence during the mass protests in 2019. But on days like today, where there aren't protests, they sit parked in the avenue. Marcela told me about one time that she was targeted by police on this avenue while she was out protesting against the high cost of living as a college student. Before the protests had even made it 3 blocks down the avenue, the police started coming after the college-aged protesters, tear gassing them and spraying them down with high-pressured water. Worse was that when she tried to peel away from the crowd, she realized the police were in formations all over the surrounding streets, closing her in.
De repente, llegan y es como una calle cerrada, ya corro a esta, y no, y también, y te tienen totalmente acorralada, y nos tuvimos que escapar hacia lo que es Parque Bustamante. Y, ¿sabéis qué? También habían llegado pocos por ahí y yo ya no sabía qué hacer, estaba como desesperada, como que ya perdí como la capacidad de ver, de respirar, y cuando estáis toda mojada también porque te empujaron con el guanaco, estáis mojada, no podí respirar, weón. Entonces me acuerdo que esta chica me dijo, ven por acá, me llevó de la mano a un pasaje, a una calle, y me hizo como esconderme en la muralla de una reja de una casa. Bueno, y los pacos nos empezaron a buscar por ahí. Y me acuerdo que ella dijo, como tápate la boca y agáchate tranquila, si no, no nos van a escuchar.
As Marcela crouched down, covering her mouth, her eyes burning from tear gas, she couldn't believe the fear that she felt, worried about what could happen to her if she had gotten detained. There she was, a student activist hiding from the same government that had transitioned to democracy 30 years before. Violence, fear, and control should have only been a memory.
Esa wea que te digo es como, ¿cómo yo no voy a tenerle miedo a los pacos? Cuando son súper violentos, weón. Cuando el 2019 está a la vuelta de la esquina, eso pasó hace demasiado poco, y estos weones andaban como sacándole los ojos a la gente, porque eso es lo que estaban haciendo. Estaban sacándole los ojos a las personas. ¿Cómo tú no vas a tener miedo si esas cosas siguen pasando? ¿Cachai?
Marcela made one thing very clear to me. She knows the risk of her protesting is different than that of her parents' generation, who lived in a time where torture and murder were the systematic practice of the dictatorship. Yet, the Estadio Social in 2019 showed that in a moment, Chileans could go from being citizens to being targets of the government's violence once again.
Porque obviamente que una institución que es famosa por haber torturado gente, como por haber hecho desaparecido gente, como haber matado gente, haber violado gente y todas las cosas más horribles que te puedas imaginar, los militares y los pacos son una institución que hizo esas cosas. Como, y hasta el día de hoy, como que siguen haciendo cosas feas. Como que quizá el nivel como de horror ha bajado, pero siguen haciendo cosas que son malas, malas. Y yo creo que claramente eso es un signo de que todavía tienen como cierto poder, el poder de la dictadura, ¿cachai? Y no hay como un ejemplo más grande que decir que tiene la dictadura cuando algo te inspira miedo, ¿cachai?
Sometimes it feels like the function of the dictatorship's violence, to control, is still working. She knows that this violence happened 50 years ago, and it's happened again since, and it keeps happening. Towards the end of our walk through the center of Santiago, I asked Marcela a question. I asked her if she feels like the power of the dictatorship has truly ended today, 34 years after Pinochet left power. It took Marcela a long time to think about her answer, and through her sunglasses, I could just see her staring at the floor.
Yo creo que la dictadura se acabó, pero es como que fuera un árbol o una enfermedad, weón. Yo creo que hay muchas raíces de la dictadura en donde tú ves ahí, ¿cachai? Como que yo diría, sí se acabó porque quizás ya no están torturando gente, pero cuando pienso en eso digo, ¿y lo que pasó en el 2019? Y es porque cuando la gente grita o quiere como decir su disconformidad, la dictadura resurge de nuevo. Es como que estamos atrapados. No podemos hacer mucho sobre eso.
It was clear that if the dictatorship is one person, then yeah, he's been gone for years. But if it isn't, if it's more than Pinochet, then something's still here, alive and well. As Marcela and I walked further down the avenue, we stopped to look at a mural with the names of people who had been killed by state violence in 2019. There had been a protest in this area yesterday, and the dissenting graffiti was already quickly being painted over. Marcela took my hand and led me into a bar on the main avenue. We needed a drink. And in Chile, the slang used for getting drunk is curar, to heal. Inside the bar, Marcela felt the same tightness in her lungs she had learned from her encounters with the police. The smell of day-old tear gas floated throughout the bar. Still, every table was full of young Chileans, with six or seven people squished into booths meant for four. Marcela and I sat down and ordered two piscolas.
Dime otra vez.
Ya, ¿dónde más en el mundo puedes encontrar un bar que se sienta la lacrimógena y baile increíble y tomes y te cures? You're healing.